My wife and I, we want to thank the church and everyone here for your prayers and support the time that we I had an operation and she's been sick. But God blessed, and we thank you for our time that we've been on the road traveling, going from place to place as the Lord had laid on our heart. We deeply thank you for that, and God is truly good, and we give him all the glory. This is one of the little Bibles that we give out to people that come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And we give them one of these little cracks right here. We give it to them, everyone that come to know Christ. And we have had scores of people in the last year that come to know Jesus Christ. Last week we had 7. And God has truly been good. Everything changes, generation changes, but the word of God never changes. So we give God praise and glory, and I'm thankful to be back in the church that still honor and preach out of the King James Bible and still sing out of the old hymn. We don't catch that very often, but we are blessed to be here today. I want to ask you today to turn your Bibles to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 2. Verse, chapter 2, verse 3 to 8. Could I just stand just for the reading of the word? This is what Paul writing here. He said, let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the thing of other. Let this man be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took up on him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man, and being fashioned in form and fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Let us have a prayer. Father, we thank you for the word of God and thank you for your Holy Spirit. Father, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for being home today in the church. Father, I ask you to what you laid on my heart and put on my heart, let it be manifest today for your glory. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let every heart be blessed. Father, strengthen. And Father, someone that might be lost that will come to know you today as their personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Paul was writing here, he said, let nothing be done through vain glory. Vain glory. There's a lot of vain glory today in the land. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 8, God said, I will not shall give my glory to any other. He won't give his glory to any other. It's in the world today, it's too many eyes, too many means. It's too many means in the world today. God said, his glory belongs to God and God only. Ain't nothing we could do to make ourselves better. Ain't nothing I could do or you could do after your salvation. It was done only by Jesus Christ. No one else by Jesus Christ. If our marriage is blessed, we got to give God the glory this day. If our children are blessed, it goes to God the glory this day. Ain't nothing we have done. It's what God has used us in doing for him. We give him the glory. Let nothing through done, through vainglory. Too many idle words are being spoken. Too many idle promises are being promised. Vainglory. It's not real. It seems real, but it's not real. I read a book once that Hollywood take what is not real and it seems like it's real. And we take what is real and make it seem like it's phony. That nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Nothing. You know, we don't get the glory of God. God get all of the glory. All of the glory. We give all of it to Him. All the glory. I was, a few weeks ago, I was passing cracks out and sharing the gospel. And one, I gave it to one man, and this man that tucked the crack, and when he tucked it, he had tucked it and throwed it on the ground. He had thrown it on the ground. He didn't read it at all. Another man came, his name is Jim. He's a homeless man. He'd been homeless for a while. He didn't have no purpose in life, no reason for being here. He didn't have none of that. His life was void. He was empty. I talked to him about a week after. He didn't have no reason. He came along and he found the crack. This little crack right here. It's called the Roman Road. He read the little crack, picked it up, and sat down and read it. And as he read it, the crack, and as he finished reading it, it's a little prayer in the back of it. This man kneeled down and gave his heart to Jesus Christ. He gave his heart to Jesus. He had Jesus to come into his life and save him. And I saw this man about 2 weeks later. He was looking for the man that passed the crack down. To God be the glory. He was looking for the man. So one day I went by the mission and I saw Jim sitting down. He said, "You having the more of those crack?" He said, I get a check every month. He said, "I buy them for you." He says, "Crack has given me a reason for living, a purpose in life." He said, "I give God the glory." He said, "I praise Him for what He has done in my life." He said, "Lord Jesus Christ done this." He said, "Jesus, now is the Lord of my life." He said, "I couldn't say that before." He said, "But through this little crack, Jesus has changed my life. His blood has washed me and cleansed me. He said, my name in heaven." He said, "Well, that was hate and building, not as love." He said, "I want to share this crack to everyone about Jesus Christ. The full gospel in this little crack. Christ died for our sin, for all of our sin, all the sin that in the past, all the cover up sin, all the secret sin, all the lies. Christ died for them. He paid it all. God be the glory." Paul said, "If I glory only in the cross. In the cross. All of it is in the cross. In the cross." My wife and I, sometimes we go out, passing cracks out and get ready to go. Lord, open the door for us to speak. Some people say, "Well, why are you going? Why are you going?" To God be the glory. Sometimes we go, we don't have gas money to get back. But we go because God led our heart to do it. Go. It says in the Bible, in the book of Mark, it's a go. It's a go. That's why we go. It's not only for us, my wife and I, it's for the church. to go in all the world. You know, you can ask Our Lady Little Cracks and Dennis. I go back 2 or 3 days later, all of them gone. Pick them up. I lay them at the cleaners. I go back 2 or 3 weeks later, all of them gone. Let me tell you something. They're sharing the gospel. You never know what God going to do. I laid this crack in the cleaner. A lady, I kept sharing the gospel. She received Christ. Her husband received Christ. Just to share the little gospel crack. She never heard it before. That she's sharing the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And sharing this little crack. Glory in the cross. The cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are each one of us are special to God. If God saved us today, He saved each one of you for a purpose. We're not here by accident. God saved us for a purpose. It's not all about me. It's not all about you. But it is all about Him on that cross. Jesus died 2,000 years ago on that cross. He took your punishment, my punishment, my death, my hell on the cross. He died as a ransom in our place that we're going to have to go that terrible place called hell. Let me tell you something about hell. The rich man went there, and as he was there, he remembered he had five brothers. It's a terrible place. Hell. But people cannot get out of there. Once they go there, it ain't no coming back. We have a chance. Now, what we going to do with Jesus Christ? If I glory in the cross, always at the church, it's not what we're doing. Could be a sin. It's what we're not doing. Are we sharing Jesus Christ everywhere we go? It's a prayer I pray before I leave home. God, don't let people see me. Don't let them see me, but let them see the Jesus in me. Let them see the love of God in me. Let them see the joy in me. You could be sitting in this church today. Do you have joy? Do you have the peace of God? Is Jesus Christ dwelling in your life? Is Jesus Christ in your heart right now? He's the best friend that we could ever have. Ain't no friend like Jesus. He loves us in despite of our faults, our shortcomings. Jesus loves us just the way we are. I remember when I was a young boy, I used to stutter, but Jesus loved me just like that. I used to work, when I was in Chicago, I worked at a home for the state. It was for the blind. You know what? Jesus loved them just the way they were. It was a lady came up to me one day. I never forget. She was in Chicago. She came up to me. We were going somewhere. There was a bad accident. It was terrible. And I explained it to the people that were in the van. She said, it's a blessing. She says, it's a blessing for me not to be able to see all that terrible crap that was going on. She said, it was a blessing for me not to see it. I have worked with the blind. I have worked in the mission. I have worked with the convalescent home. But all hearts are the same. In government, every heart the same. And on the job, if a person don't know Jesus Christ, every heart is the same. It's an empty heart. There's no purpose in life. So many people this time of year, they're lonely. Last couple of weeks, I met three people that wanted to commit suicide. You know, when you walking and doing what God tell you to do, and I give God the glory, God will send people to you. A man came, just walked up to me. I said, how you doing? He said, I'm ready to end my life today. So that was an opportunity to share the word of God, to share Jesus Christ. And each one of those people, I saw them a day or so later, I shared Jesus Christ with them, the word of God. We can't sugarcoat the gospel. We got to tell the whole counsel of God. We can't beat it down. We got to tell that Jesus died for all of your sins. That was a bloody cross. Jesus paid it all. Jesus will give you a purpose in life. He'll give you a reason for living. I can't fix it. Something that's broken in life, something that's broken in my life, in your life, we can't fix it, but I know someone can fix it. In the name of Jesus Christ, he can fix it. Ain't God good, church? Ain't he good? Let nothing be done. If it's not God, don't glory in it. Don't say amen to everything. People used to rush out to me, let me put a hand on it. No, don't do that. Don't do that. I just want to pray. You can't glory in everything. We was in church last Sunday. Some of the deacons asked me to come to speak, and they gave the communion. You can't glory in everything. The preacher got ready to do the communion. My wife said, what do you think about the service? Not one time the Holy Communion was, this is the bread of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not one time the blood, the summer of the New Testament cup. Not one time was the scripture read. Anybody come, let's come and do the communion. You can't glory in everything. Only in Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you, church, it's something that we got to stand strong in. Regardless, we can't fall for anything. We got to stand strong upon the word of God. We can't one day be this way, next way, that way. We got to stand strong upon the word of God. See, God put me in a lane. This lane say evangelist. I can't go in the pastor lane. I can't go there. I got to stay in that lane. That's what God called me to go in. Ain't God good? Let nothing be done to strive of vainglory. Nothing. God did it. All the people in the church that God have healed you, cancer, diabetes, whatever, my wife healed, all the healing in the church, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. We give God the praise and the glory. Let me tell you, when God do it over and over again. He won't stop doing it because he loves you. Let nothing be done to strife or blame vain glory. You know, we can love our children. We can love them in the hell, not love them in the heaven. Let me tell you, that's a big difference now. We can love them in the hell, but not love them in the heaven. My sons and my daughter are not my buddies. They are my children. I am their father. And God put me to tell them about the word of God. With my oldest son, he was a gang leader. Into a house, it was full of drug addicts, full of gang leaders. I went there, my wife and I, with the word of God, we preached to them, and 13 received Christ. You got to go for the air. Preach the word of God. Share Jesus Christ. When you're talking to your children and raise them up, you got to do it with the word of God. In one hand, This is what the Bible said. How much, I asked my children, I said, how much of the Bible do you believe? I said, well, let me tell you, I believe from Genesis all the way to Revelation. I don't doubt one word of it. And the Bible says that whosoever believes in the Lord shall not be made ashamed. If you believe in it, you won't be made ashamed. We give God the glory. It's the Bible saying, Lords of man, they each esteem other better than themselves. Bible says, let each esteem other better than themselves. I commend, I came to church about 15 years ago. Pastor John, he been preaching the word of God like Jesus Christ coming before he finished. He studied on the message of death, burial, and resurrection. Brother Gerald, Brother Tushin, studied on the message. The church been the same from the first day I walked in that church to this day. It haven't changed. Now I give God the praise. I give him the glory for that. You don't find that everywhere. Some church I walk to, enter the day, you walk into the church. Now I just want to speak the word of God. His pastor, sister pastor, so-and-so, Dr. John has kept the same. We got to stick to the word of God. We can't change it. This is what the word of God says. The Bible says, let the pastor be the husband of one wife. To me, that's a man. A one wife. Can the church say amen? We got to stick to the word of God. I heard on TV the other day where they said, the church, if they're not going to bring same-sex marriage in the church, we're going to take away the 501c3. No, the Bible says the church built up on a rock, on the foundation of God. On the foundation of God. Stand in the word of God. Don't change. Don't let nothing change. Stay into the word of God. It's tough out there on the battlefield. We see a lot. We hear a lot. But that don't change us. I look back and as I was coming through the doors, I said, God, how much have I grown? How much have I matured since the last time I've been here? We should ask ourselves that question sometime. Each time I leave, what more can I do? How much better can I reach the body of Christ? What word I need to say to this lost sinner to get him saved? How can I reach him? You know, God has opened up right now a window for the church. And he laid on my heart to go to my senator, to the Board of Education, to see if we get the Bible kids by putting it back in the backpack going to school. While we got a Christian president, Christian vice president, that's a window open for Christianity. We should take advantage of that door. Can church say amen? Amen. It might not be a cut down on some of the shooting. Did a kid walk around with AK-45, walk around with the word of God in a backpack. Mine is a terrible thing to lose. It's a look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. Don't look at our own things, every man on the things of others. Look on the things of others. Other, how are you feeling? How is your day going? How can I make your life better? Look on the things of others. How many know your next door neighbor? we pass cracks out. We go to Walmart, we pass these cracks out. Let me say, so many people there. Last week, it was an elder couple. They confessed Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. Right at Walmart. Right at Walmart. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. The gospel here is the power of God. Salvation to everyone that believes. Did God say to rest like me? I used to sleep with a gun by my side. I used to be in gang. If God can save me, my wife over here, my children over here, if God can save me, he can save anybody. He can save anybody. Nothing too hard for God. Nothing too hard for that drug addict. Nothing too hard for an alcoholic. Nothing too hard. God can save anybody. Jesus Christ can. Look not every man on his own self, but on the things of others. I was going to the park, had a truckload of blankets, coats, and stuff. It was getting kind of chilly up there. So I had them on my truck. I went by a man's house. He said, Brother Walton, oh, it was a real nice jacket. He said, this jacket is for you for the summer or winter time. He said, I want you to have this. He said, this is for you. And I looked, I said, man, that's a very nice jacket. I got to the park, and the people started running up to get the blankets and little coats. And the first thing a man got was that little jacket. First thing he got. But I know this man. He had gave his heart to Christ. And every time I go there, he'll come to my truck, help me get water off, help me get food off, help me get other stuff off. And as I was getting ready to leave, I saw the man putting on his jacket. I had never cried on. I saw him putting it on. And it looked so well on him. I said, that was that man's jacket. Just say, man, look not every man on his own thing, but on the things of others. We have stuff right now in our closet, in our home, that we can, people that, the homeless situation are growing. There's an epidemic out there, a hepatitis A. It's growing. People living in their cars there. They're living in their van there. When they see like, my little red truck come up on the park, they just run to it. It's a great need. I pray God, and I ask God, if I see someone hungry, help me to always be able to give something to that person. Help the church. Help America to be able to feed that person. You can just say, man, look on the things of others. Look on the things of others. It's someone that you know and not don't have what you got, a misfortune. But look on the things of others. Sometimes we just need a hug. We just need somebody to say, you're going to make it. You're going to be all right. There's a brighter day ahead. My oldest son, he lived in Chicago, and his home burnt down. He had a good job. I drove from Florida all the way to Chicago. When I got to Chicago and saw his home had burned down, and he had two little children. And then I looked and saw him. He said, Dad, I want somebody to just put the hand on my shoulder and then say, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. You're going to make it. You remember Moses was like that. He lost his strength. But two of the prophets held his arms up. Say, it's going to be all right. You're going to make it. Sometimes it might get tough in his life, in his ministry. It might get tough on his Christian life. But it's going to be all right. That's a bright day ahead. I read in Revelation about this streets in heaven. The Bible said, oh, streets are made of gold. Gold, you can't scratch. It doesn't fade. Real gold. That gold is eternal. The streets in heaven are made of gold. God kind of specially made us. God prepared a place for each one of us. You might be here today. You might say, well, preacher, in my heart, I know that there's more I can do. I know that this pastor preached a word. I know that the Sunday school, I'm being blessed. But when I leave, I go home and I put up my Bible. I know there's more that I can do. I know that I can reach the lost more. I know that someone I know on my job, in church, a neighbor that never go to church. I know that I can reach more. I don't know why I ever told you this, shared this story. I was in Orlando, Florida. And my friend's name was Jack Day. Jack Day was the chaplain for the police department. And I was an evangelist going from place to place, preaching the gospel. But every week, we'll meet up and share stories one with another. And Jack Day told me the story. He said, you know, Brother Walton, he said, I got a call at 2 o'clock in the morning from a lady. She said, this lady, the police department, said, this little young girl, 18 years old, had got in a bad accident. She had got killed. It was my job to go tell the parents. He said, when I went home and knocked on the door and told the lady, says, your daughter named so-and-so? The lady said, yes, that's her. Jack Day and I, we had a thing. We would shock people, then calm down. Jack Day said, your daughter been killed on the freeway. She was 18 years old. And the lady screamed so loud. She screamed so loud. People in the whole neighborhood turned all of the lights. All of the lights. Jack Day said, why are you screaming so loud? She said, I go to First Baptist Church every week. I had just come from Bible study. My daughter grew up in my house. But when I go home, from my Bible study, I go home and I go in my room and close the door. I never shared Jesus Christ with her one time. I never shared the gospel with her one time. I never shared it with her one time. The lady screamed so loud. How many people you know and family members, children, grandchildren, that you never shared the gospel with? That you never opened up the Bible and shared Jesus Christ with? That Christ died for your sins. It's not what we're doing, it's what we're not doing. Never shared Jesus Christ. How many times? We can't get laid back. There's a harvest out there. People are 100, I read was 175 people a day dying for overdose of drugs. We can't lay back. I read where 75% of men, even in the church, in pornography. We can't lay back. It says in Luke, urgency. We should preach the gospel with urgency. That there is the day of salvation. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait, say, tomorrow I'll get it right. Next week I'll get it right. I'll make it right then. Today is the day of salvation. This day. We got to make it right today. Nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible with God. Nothing is too hard for God. God can do it. The Bible says Jesus Christ humble himself to death, even to death on the cross. He humbled himself to the point that he was going to die. That's how he humbled himself. To death in my place. There had to be death for you and me on that cross. Christ humbled himself. He didn't rebel. He didn't try to get out of it. But he humbled himself. I got to go there. For the guilt of all of mankind. For the sin of the whole world. Jesus, I got to go to that cross. Ain't no hope. Ain't no other hope. At the cross. We can't get to the cross. There's no other hope. There's no other hope. Jesus, I had to go to the cross. He humbled himself. He was obedient. Even unto death of the cross. Christ went there. He won that cross, but he paid all the sin. I'm going to tell you something, church. That was a cold day on Golgotha Hill. That was a dark day. And that was a lonely day on that cross. All was seen. Jesus Christ on that cross, it was a lonely time. So now we go through things, we could talk to somebody. But it was a lonely time on that cross. All was seen. All was seen. All guilt. Even the little white sin. The little sin of all you. Christ went there. There was no other way but the cross. He had to go there. It couldn't be compromised. He had to go there. There was no other reason he had to go there. For all was seen. Devil thought at that point he had won the battle. The battle won. I took him to the cross. But he didn't know 3 days after there was going to be a resurrection. There was going to be an empty tomb. I have witnessed to the Mormon, to the Muslim, to Jehovah's Witness, and they it's like a wall. They know their religion. But I have in one point, my God rose from the dead. He's alive. Jesus Christ, he's alive. He's alive today. He's alive. He loves each one of us today. You might say, well, so preacher, I'm going through something right now. I'm going through a hardship. You have put it out of the reach in your life. You have stopped praying about it. I'm going to tell you something. It's not out of reach with God. I pray for my oldest son, but now I'm using my oldest son a lot. For almost 48 years, I was going to church. He's on dust on the steps of the church. I said, why don't you come inside? He wouldn't come in. You know what? But God saved him. He flipped the TV and turned to Charles Stanley and knelt down and gave his heart to Jesus Christ. You can't give up. You can't give up. I was at the park. And I knelt down on the ground with sick people, senior citizens. They were drinking beer, smoking marijuana. I kneeled down. The Bible says the gospel is powerful. And I started sharing John 3:16, that God loves you. You're only going to find peace of mind, peace in Jesus Christ. And all six of those people gave their heart to Jesus Christ that day. Now I didn't see him, but a few weeks later, one man, he was had $2.7 million, but he wanted to live in the park. I didn't see him for Two or three weeks later, they called telling me, I got an apartment. I done moved out. It was senior citizens. And that's what Jesus can do. You might have said, well, Pastor, let me share. It's one thing I learned about raising my children, my grandchildren. If you get them in the morning, you're reading something in the Bible. Let's have a little devotion. Let's read one scripture. It can take them through the day. It's taking through the day. Taking through the day. That's one scripture. 642 times in the Bible, it says, come. Come to Jesus. Moses was saying to the children, all is on the Lord's side. Come to me. All is on the Lord's side. Come to me. The Bible said, how long are we going to be hooked between two opinions? Am I really going to serve God? Am I be in the devil camp? Come to Jesus Christ. Don't wait till tomorrow. Come give it to him today. I have been near to the altar many times, even though I'm a minister. King Agrippa said, I'm almost persuaded. Come to Jesus. Come. Let him take it. Give it to Jesus Christ. I can't map my life out, but he can. I cry. Jesus Christ can. Jesus Christ can. I want to be a better preacher. I want to be a better soul winner. We should ask ourselves that question. I want to be a better person. And I'm not the one that want to come to church, pay my tithe, and sit on the seat. I want to be a better member of the church. What else can I do to serve Jesus Christ? You think you're serving Pastor John, but you're serving Jesus Christ. How else can I serve him? How else can I reach my community? Ain't God is good, church. Ain't he good? Jesus Christ loved everybody. He loved the seniors in the convalescent home. He loved the deaf. He loved the blind. He loved the little children. He loved the marriages. Jesus Christ loved everybody. He loved everybody. He loved you today. Don't wait till tomorrow. It might not be promised. Today is the day of salvation. We got to do it urgently. Come to Jesus Christ. Come. Someone in your family, you see them at Thanksgiving dinner. You see them at Christmas time. But you don't see them. You know they're lost. You know they don't know Jesus. You know it's sad. Sometimes I go to do a funeral. People are seeing people. I could have witnessed to them. God gave me plenty of opportunity. But I let it go past. I let it go past. We need to repent. Say, Jesus, you know that will mean. That will mean. I need to come to the cross to repent. Lord Jesus, I come.